solemnly forgive and sworn to me. I'll begin and meet for the pledge of the first word.
When I was poor, I was able to see his face and I was so with myself, just as I meant, but choice of questions in the back of the car. Even my daughter, man, she's in the back of the place. They hit down the street, so I shouldn't be. See, the man who's in the phone games, so to be a man.
You also have living stones are being built up, and the spirit of the house is for a holy priesthood to offer up a spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Woman, baby, you can't
have some further simple word of prayer.
Sing out of your woman, having seen you, don't you, woman, thank you.
Dear Lord, we thank you that you have called us together here tonight.
We care for you, thank you.
It is all my grace.
Grow to you, thank you, and woman, to come.
If it were not for your grace, you would not be here today.
So you see another one.
Because you have chosen.
You have put out.
You have called.
You have chosen.
You have gathered.
We'll do what we're told, thank you.
So today we stand before everything.
Well, we
want to be like Mary. Then we can
hear your word.
That we can hear your word.
And may we tell people to the Father. May you hear your word. The building is Jesus.
May we who have ears, may we hear the word and speak to your church.
Well, in fact, see, you read me with cookies, but you read the cookies, you read the cookies.
We thank you, Lord, because you have your purpose for this conference.
Thank you. You read the cookies, you know.
And may the special purpose be accomplished.
You read me.
May you gain all glory.
Great shoulder will be.
May all shame be to the end.
Great fruitful will be.
May all blessings be to your
covenant. Yes, it's a good covenant. All blessings be to the end. You can make a shower and things stop being good. You should be in one certain sense or you may not.
Brothers and sisters, know that the theme of the conference this year is spiritual house, holy priesthood, and acceptable sacrifice.
So, 这个题目, also,
this theme has three important parts.
第一,就是女工,
first, spiritual house.
第二,是圣灵的基督,
secondly, holy priesthood.
第三,就是圣灵,所建立的,
and thirdly, acceptable sacrifice.
那这个题目乃是根据我们刚才所读的圣经。
So this theme is according to the verse that we just read.
我们还是回到彼得前书第二章第四节。
Let us turn back to 1 Peter 2, verse 4.
那你看着说,从乃活起于固然是被人所弃的,却是被人所拣选所宝贵。
And coming to him as to a living stone, rejected by man, but choice and precious in the sight of God.
然后并且说,你们来到主面中,也就像主。
And then verse 5 says, you also, as living stones,
被建造成为人工,
are being built up as a spiritual house.
所以我们聚在一起的时候就成为灵工。
When we gather together, we are at the spiritual house.
那么这个灵工就好像旧约的圣殿。
This spiritual house is like a temple in the Old Testament.
因为这里的背景乃是旧约。Because
the background behind here is the Old Testament.
当神圣殿被建造,
when God's temple was being built,
需要一个活石被聚在它里。
There are needed to be gathered before and living stones.
然后建造成功,
then you can build a spiritual house.
那么等到圣殿建造完成以后,
and once the temple is fully built,
你看有祭司在圣殿里面奉献,
and then you have a priest in the temple function.
所以这里说你们做圣洁,
so you are here as holy priesthood.
一面我们是灵工,
on one hand we're a spiritual house,
另一面乃是圣洁。
On the other hand, a holy priesthood.
在旧约的时候，圣殿是圣殿，
in the Old Testament, the temple is temple, priest is priest.
圣殿是我们的指头盖子。
Temple was built upon dead stones.
但是我们来到主面前，活石。
So when we come before the Lord, we are living stones.
那不只在这里看见圣祭司，我们做圣洁的祭司。
Not only do we see here a holy priesthood,
我们能活在神面前,
but we can live before God,
我们能侍奉他,
we can serve him,
但是我们侍奉的时候手中有祭物,
but when we serve him in our hands, we have sacrifice.
所以上面说借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的。
So the first call is to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
那么在旧约的时候, 祭司是祭司, In the Old Testament, you had priests who priests and sacrifices and sacrifices.
Thank you.
Well, we do not go to the Bible, we would teach religion. But when we become priests,
well, then, so,
we are not religious. But the acceptable sacrifice,
the image with people join,
on one hand, it's Jesus Christ.
Image is to control all the sort of things we need to be able to control.
And on the other hand, it speaks of the Jesus that we
experience. So, thank you, Lord,
so thank the Lord, he's given three very important thoughts.
Now, for the third thing, to see sinful.
So my responsibility is holy priesthood.
我们将军要知道灵工,
our brother Tom will speak on spiritual house.
然后我们的五个弟兄要知道灵祭,
our brother Wu will speak on special sacrifice.
虽然好像这三个不想在这里,
even though we hear three thoughts,
我有三位弟兄注重三个不同的层面,不同的方位,
and we see three different aspects being portrayed by the three different brothers.
但是我们如果读这一段圣经上下去,
but if it reads this passage in its context,
你发现圣灵自己既是这三个事情,
you'll see that the Holy Spirit himself will explain this law.
那最清楚最清楚的就是下面的第九节,
and the clearest sound in verse 9,
第二大的第九节,
chapter 2, verse 9,
唯有你们是被拣选出来,
but you are a chosen race,
是有君尊的祭司,
a royal priesthood,
是圣洁的国度,
a holy nation,
是属神的子民,
a people who have no more
faith. 要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的名字,
that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
如果我把这三个思想放在一起,
if we are gathered these three thoughts together,
那圣灵很自然地把它综合在包括在一起,
and the Holy Spirit very naturally gathers it in one.
简单地来说,
very simply speaking,
我们所有的国家,
we are, because the reason we are religious,
我们得像是圣灵的祭司,
how are we holy priesthood,
而且能献上圣洁悦纳的祭司,
and how can we offer acceptable sacrifices,
有一句基本的名, 你把这些公共商量公共的归纳起来给你发现就一个思想,
if you were to sum everything up, there's only one thought,
那就必须也说, 你们是被拣选的,
that is from the verse 9, you are a chosen race.
就那个时候,我们知道以色列人是神的群,
in the Old Testament, we know that the people of Israel were the chosen people.
你怎么知道他们是神的群?
How do you know they were the chosen people?
你到耶路撒冷,你就知道有一个圣殿,
when you go to Jerusalem, there is a temple.
他们圣殿就给我们看见他们神是特别拣选的,
the temple shows that they are specifically and specially chosen by God.
然后你看见有人在圣殿里面供职,
and then you see that there are those who are functioning within the temple.
然后祭司们献上献祭,
and the priest offering up sacrifice.
那么这个可以说是以色列人的特质,
this is a special feature, characteristic of Israelites.
And 这些特点就成为我们的证据,
these characteristics need to become ours.
不是普通的事情,
it is not something common,
乃是活神,
it is something, it is a living
spirit. 而且我们就是圣灵,
and we are a holy priest.
然后借口基督耶稣奉献神所悦纳,
and through Jesus Christ offering up spiritual sacrifice.
所以我们不能不从那个被拣选的族类这里开始,
so we cannot help but begin with the chosen race.
如果我们看见我们怎样能拣选的族类,
if we see how we are such a chosen race,
我们就能摸到神的永远的心意,
then we can touch God's eternal purpose.
我们才能发现说神在宇宙中变成非常特别的事,
then we discover that in the universe God is something amazing.
我们知道神创造了天地创造了地,
we know God created the heavens and the earth.
神说要有光,
God said, let there be light, and there was light.
神是从没有变成的,
God created from something that was not.
所以看见神的创造,透露神的伟大,
God's creation speaks of his mightiness, of his power.
也说到神的智慧,
but it also speaks of his wisdom.
但这里呢,很严肃地,很荣耀的思想,
here is a very important part.
Seriously,
work that is very, is the same as his creation. 神的仆人被放到水上去伟大。
How great is God's creation?
你看这个人就放到宇宙。
You see the universe created.
那他这就是神做的一件很大很大的事。
Here God is a mighty king.
我们是听说不由你们就被拣选出来。
We hear that we are a chosen race.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does this phrase mean?
那这句话需要另外一个证明来解释。
This phrase needs to be explained by another verse.
只有我们看这个工作是神特别的工作，所以
你看 see that that's a very special work.
非常荣耀的工作
，glory，
也是非常宝贵、非常细腻的工作
，a very delicate work。
所以你看这圣经用一个关键形容词来形容它。
So the Bible uses another adjective to describe.
所以我们不能够看到另外一段圣经。
So we cannot help but look at another verse.
我们用来看以弗所书。
Let us turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter two.
第二章十八。
Ephesians chapter two, verse ten.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus.
这里的工作在希腊文里很特别的。
This workmanship is a very important word, a very special word in Greek.
我们在英文有一个字叫做诗歌的诗
poem. We know that the word is a word in English called poem.
那么这个工作在原文其实英文的 poem 这个词就是从那个字来的，就从这个工作来的。
poem the word workmanship comes from the word poem or poem.
所以我们原来是神的工作。
So for we are his workmanship.
我们原来乃是神手中所写出来的小诗。
We are God called that he wrote himself.
这个 work 是 poem 的 work， 这个工作像诗一样的工作。
This workmanship is like a poem，
但是不只是诗。
But not only that，
保罗在用的很重很重的字
，Paul uses a very heavy word，
告诉我们在基督耶稣里被创造成功。
He says created in Christ Jesus。
这里的创造和圣经别的地方讲到神创造天地是同样的。
The word here created is the same word as creation。
你知道在圣经里面两个字，一个是创造，一个是造。
We have two words in the Bible. One is create and to make.
创造是从没有的，造从没有的变成有的。
To create means to create something out of nothing.
造呢，那是把已经有的把它改变一下，重新的组织一下。
To make means to rearrange something that is already existing.
神创造 forest， 创造森林。
God created the forest.
这是神的创造。
That is God's creation.
但有一天我们把森林砍下来，树木砍下来。
But one day we chop down the trees.
我们把它变成，我们把它做成一个桌子。
We make it into a table.
那这个过程不叫创造，这个过程叫造。
That process is not creation. That process is making.
我们要知道神的工作。
We need to know God's work.
我们知道神的创造，神所创造的宇宙。
We know the universe that God created.
但现在保罗讲到我们是神手中那种诗的工作的时候
，Now when Paul refers to us as his workmanship or as his poem，
保罗告诉我们，我们乃是在基督耶稣里可以创造的。
Paul tells us that we are created in Christ。
不错，那保罗讲他自己蒙恩的救赎。
Paul when he speaks of his own salvation，
他讲到我们蒙恩的救赎。
When he says that we are saved，
他不说我们现在。耶稣里的都是新的创造。
He said, "All Christ Jesus is a new creation."
这一点都不错。
This is true.
你看见吗？保罗的确看我每个人旁边的人，每个人都是新的创造，都是新的创造。
Paul saw that we were saved by grace, and indeed we are a new creation.
但是我们要记得，当时保罗写以弗所书第二章的时候
，But when Paul wrote Ephesians chapter two，
他直接有提纲的。
He follows chapter one.
应该给我们很教会很基督的信息。
Chapter one shows us that the church is the body of Christ.
那给我们看见这个既教会但是个宇宙的。
The church is universal.
头在天上
，the head is in the heaven.
他身体仍旧在地上
，and the body is on earth.
那么讲到教会。
When we speak of the church,
这就很明显是有一个工作。
It's very clear that there's a work.
再把保罗这 16章16节，他的 Paul 是 describing 这个工作像事一样。
He says this works like the former，
而且是基督里面的创造
，is created in Christ Jesus。
不错，我们一个人一个人蒙恩得救
，Yes， we are saved individually。
我们每个人都是新的创造
，and we individually are new creation。
但是等到我们聚在一起
，but when we gather，
等到你看见。你看见所有古今中外所有神的儿女加在一起，就是基督的身体。
When you see the entire all of the children of God gathered together one by，
包括我们看见这个工作，那个人从在基督里面被创造。
Paul shows us that it is all of this is created in Christ Jesus。
我们是蒙拣选的族类。
We are a chosen race。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。这件事情不是神把旧约做过一件事情，把它变成样子而已。
This fact is not just a modification of what happened in the Old Testament。
不是因为旧约有圣殿，现在把它圣殿离了，你不是如此。
It is not because of the Old Testament had a temple, that's what we have today。
不是的，你看见我在这里的工作
，Here they work。
这个工作完全是创造
，And this work is completely created。
刚才突然没有过
，That is definitely。
现在不是把
It is not a conversion of a Judaism to Christianity.
你看教会和基督教，教会你看那是新的时代。
The church, the new wineskin.
你看你新酒是那个装在新的里来。
And only for new wine and new wineskin.
基督是新酒。
Christ is the new wine.
你看你教会那是新的里来。
And the church, the new wineskin.
为什么我们基督徒有个教的里来
？Yes, in the Old Testament there was the old wine.
现在不是把旧的里来把它扔掉了，然后来装新酒。虽然早期的使徒们他们好像这样想
，Even though the early apostles thought that way，
你还记不记得约雅各的故事
？You remember the story of James？
等到约保罗去到了耶路撒冷
，When Paul and Barnabas went to Jerusalem，
那么约雅各就告诉彼得，就告诉保罗说
，James told Paul，
你看我们这群信徒的在耶路撒冷信徒有好几万。
We here we have millions of us who believe in Jerusalem。
那这句话太好。
This is a great word. Now we 3,000. Now we 5,000. Thousands of thousands.
Look at our children. So many people.
Our Lord has made so many people. Isn't that great?
And
shiny.
And
then
this
one thing. All individually were celebrated.
这是福音呢，还是你看这样
子？这是 gospel 和福音。
如果是福音的话，
这是他，
这不会个个会入马人心。
How can it be one by one celebrated？
哎，你看见吗？在就是当初的有些使徒的脑筋里面，
说的是 concept 的话，
你看见说，好像今天我们相信主耶稣了。
That this today believe that 我
从前太多太大的女长老
，before the junior that they were now，
现在我们也有长老
，now we are now。
桌子跟椅子了
，so now we change the tree into a chair or table。
但是不是的
，but not the
ones。保罗看见
，Paul saw。
保罗看见是好大的影响。
Paul saw he hears they cry。
保罗所以看见这个几乎可以要了保罗的命了。
Even Paul could see that meant that he almost lost his life。
你看见吗？因为这个缘故，他是写这一段的话。
For this reason, he can write that。
今天许多人他不认识教会。
Today many people don't know what to
say。可以看低的，
或者church the lowest rank
的人，不是的。
或者
是靠教会乃是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ。
这个工作像诗一样的工作。
This work is workmanship is like a poem。
而且在基督耶稣被创造成功。
And it is created in Christ Jesus。
我怎么看见这个人？
How does Paul see
him? 你看见他付了很大很大的代价。
He paid a huge price。
你还记得？
因为
保罗写一部书就是。
When he wrote Ephesians，
你看见了他是被。那时候在罗马监狱里面写了一篇书。
He wrote it while he was in Roman prison。
他怎么会跑到监狱里面
？How was he in prison？
你记不记得在这里以前有几年的时候
？Do you know this a couple years before this？
那么你看，你保罗就到了耶路撒冷。
Paul went to Jerusalem。
那么因为许多人都知道
，The many people knew。
那么许多人都知道保罗的工作
，And many people knew of Paul's work。
也很多人误会他。
Many people misunderstood. So James
encourage Paul.
那把好不好是有四个人要许愿，他们一同到圣殿。He
pleaded with Paul and asked him, said, there are four men who have one faithful vow. You go with them.
那把这样的话呢，他们就叫别人没有话可以讲。
Therefore, you will have no other people who will not be able to speak of it.
我们如果不叫他，if
we read Galatians,
我们如果其他保罗的书信，
if we read the other epistles,
保罗对福音的真理是非常清楚、非常明白。
Paul very clear on the kingdom of God. When he was in prison,
at the beginning there are
two. 就好像洗头的水啊，你刚刚倒进去，你看见你那个刚刚开始，它是满的。
And just when you pour water, you pour water into the lake.
但是慢慢的，然后它就慢慢就开始变样。
But slowly it starts to stop moving.
就全变样。
It starts settling down. And then it becomes clear. So when Paul goes
to
the Holy Spirit runs to the heaven. To see that the church is the body of Christ. And this is what the Lord said about the new wine and new wine.
教会不是犹太的。The
church is not a branch of Judaism.
虽然旧观音是从犹太人拿出来的。Even though
salvation comes out of the Jews.
但是不要忘记。But
do not forget.
教会不是神把一些树木把它变成桌子或者变成椅子。The
church was not a conversion of trees into a chair or a table.
现在你看见说。 当初神怎样创造天和地
？We see how originally God created heaven and earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们是神的共主。
Likewise, we are God.
我是在基督耶稣里被创造成功的。
Created in Christ Jesus for good works.
弟兄姊妹，你看这是全新全新。This
is brand new.
就说教会是基督的身体来说。
As to the church being a body of Christ,
你看你这是完全的新的创造,
this is a brand new creation.
但保罗他我们不清楚,
but Paul was afraid of how to
share. 下面再讲一段话,
so again he speaks.
他讲这段话的时候,
and he adds some more words.
他讲得更清楚了,
he's trying to clarify.
所以弟兄姊妹,
the brethren says,
当你读到以弗所第一章,
when you read Ephesians 1,
你看你教会是基督的身体,
you see the church is the body of Christ.
到了第二章, today,
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens of the saints and are of God's household.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
你看见吗？彼得前书二章记载的房角石，基督是房角石吗？
Do you remember 1 Peter 2 speaks of Christ being the cornerstone?
现在你看见吗？保罗这么说，你们不再是外人。
Here Paul says again, you are no longer strangers.
属家人。
But you are of God's household.
然后并且还有两个，是吧？我们建造的使徒和先知的根基上。
You have been built upon the foundation of the cosmic fire.
有基督耶稣自己为主要使徒。
Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
各房同堂联络合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
And the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple.
你们也靠他从内建造成为圣，借着圣灵居住的所在。
And whom you are also being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
你看见现在我们明白你公司的一回事。
Now we understand what a spiritual house is.
你看你公司和这个房角是有关系的。
Spiritual house has to do with the cornerstone.
我们不再是外人。
We no longer are
here. 我们是家人。
We are God's house.
我们要像大卫一样的祷告主。
We will pray just like David.
我们与其生命之间住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
We want to abide in the temple of the Lord forever and ever.
你看，你现在这是怎么一回事呢？这个神的工作发生关系。你们不再是外人。这个是在福音里。
This is the new thing.
你看见吗？
From Paul's first
time,
he reminded
you. Therefore, remember, 你们从前都是外邦人。
that formerly you, the Gentiles, in the flesh,
something male so good enough,
who were called uncircumcised.
Some you may not have seen a show, they go say, suddenly so good enough, you would see that
by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human men.
So it won't play money.
So we are Gentiles.
Well, male so good.
We are not circumcised.
How is he good?
They were like,
how does he not even do that? It's not that. How does he not even do that?
In their eyes, they have a little part of it. How is so good enough? They are circumcised.
How is so good enough? What is so good enough?
And broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
Paul here is speaking of one thing.
看出了圣经里面的下层含义。Here
you see two groups.
忍住的圣经。The
ones who are far and the ones who are near.
以色列各位。The
people of Israel, the
Gentiles.在基督里面做的工作。But
because of the word of Jesus Christ.
你现在看见他是两下要合而为一。
You see that two groups are made into one.
要拆毁中间隔断的墙。
And it's breaking down the barrier of the dividing wall.
那这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
为什么保罗讲这样话？
Why does Paul speak these words?
我们刚才说过，保罗看见教会是神的，在基督里的创造。
Paul saw that the church was created in Christ.
他就看见是非常惨重的代价。
The reason he could see this was because he paid a huge price.
你记不记得当他被捉拿的时候？
Do you remember when he was being captured?
整个耶路撒冷就暴动起来。
All of Jerusalem was in a riot.
如果不是罗马兵来救保罗的，保罗已经被死成罪。
If the Roman soldiers did not come to save Paul, Paul was in quarantine.
你记得在他们心目中，
Do you remember in their eyes?
保罗根本到他们以为说，我们带出这个原因到进到他们这个到圣殿里面。
They actually thought that Paul had taken somebody into the temple.
那他被谁进去呢？
Who did he take in?
特勒菲摩进去。
He brought in Trophimus.
特勒菲摩是以弗所人。Trophimus
was an Ephesian.
所以当保罗讲这段话的时候，
So when Paul spoke these words,
他还记得很清楚。
你们认为那一场聚会不许到。At that time, it was almost martyred.
他被认为是污秽的神，因为
he was regarded as one of the vile temple.
那么这就是不得了的一件事，这就是他为什么碰到保罗。
That's why they accused Paul.
那保罗为什么不得了污秽神？
Because Paul the vile temple,
他是属于技术人。
他不是原住民，所以你看见他可以来到这边，你知道为什么？因为保罗带领弟兄他的同工，叫做特洛菲摩。Because Paul brought together with him a co-worker, an Ephesian, Trophimus。我们好好看一下那些圣经。Let's turn to that.
使徒行传，使徒行传，Verse 21，Acts chapter 21，Verse 27。那七日将晚，从亚细亚来的犹太人看见保罗被钉死，手动的众人下手。
And when the seventh days were almost over, the Jews from Asia, upon seeing him in the temple, began to stir up all the multitudes
to lay hands on him.
Crying out, men of Israel, come to our aid. This is the man who preaches to all men everywhere against our people, and the law, and this place. And besides, he has even brought grief into the temple and has defiled so.
污秽了这圣地，这话是因他们看见以弗所人特罗菲摩请保罗在城里，以为保罗带他进了地。
He has defiled this holy place, for they had previously seen Trophimus and Ephesians in the city with them, and they supposed that Paul had brought him into the temple.
何成都震动，百姓一起跑来，拿着保罗拉他出殿，便门立刻走完了。
And all the city was roused, and the people rushed together, and taking hold of Paul, they dragged him out of the temple, and immediately the doors were shut.
那这里讲的以弗所人，特洛菲摩。Here
it speaks of Trophimus, the Ephesian.
当保罗从监狱里面写信给以弗所的圣徒的时候。
When Paul in prison, he wrote to the Ephesians.
当特洛菲摩读到刚才那段圣经的时候，
When Trophimus read the previous passage,
没有一个人比他的感觉更深。
There will be no one who had a deeper thought than him.
除了保罗之外，就是特洛菲摩。
把十二种花给你说的，
当到他们会抹回到一所教会，
所以说的你生气的是什
么？他到了给那里的教会，
所以给你 report 的事，
他到了他们保罗他们领过哪？
He told the household of
the family. Oh, you know,
the
reason
thing happens because of trouble. The two people were in Jerusalem, yes. But
trouble
has not entered into the
family.
People thought that he had
entered the family.
So they saw Paul the Bible. But the spirit of
the family,
the whole city was in a riot.
他的人民，他们一开始很大很大的暴动。
It is a huge riot.
那一次暴动几乎没有停到。
Paul alone was fine.
所以弟兄姊妹，
等到
这个科莫菲摩的见证的时候
，So when you open that gate, you
can see. 当初所有人都在等证据，你看见保罗怎么样证实这一次所整个的经过
？So when he described what happened, all the things that
怎样被抓的？
How Paul thinks,
and how he was
misunderstood.
How he was told, come up with
more. She has not been
told in the end. And this is the final
example.
So
when Paul wrote to the
Ephesians,
so now Paul tells the Ephesian church what he saw.
Do you
remember when he said goodbye to the elders of Ephesus?
So why is the whole council of the
He said, I did not speak to you as an speaker, you said the whole council of God. So we know Paul was very clear about
that.
It is also troubling.
道耶路撒冷去了，
你问主路怎么走？
当初你告诉我，所以叫人本来上山来的朋友，
你拿到别的草。
你知道后来我不是特洛宾我生病的吗？那保罗写给提摩太告诉你，
When Paul wrote Second Timothy,
他是独有路加在我这里。
He said, now only Luke is with me.
如果不是因为特洛宾我在主手中生病的话
，If the trouble
had not been sent, 所以保罗说，我把他留在你耶路撒
冷。Well, Paul said that I'm leaving him in my care.
如果他不生病
，If he were not sent,
你看你不是路加
，Not only Luke,
还有特洛宾我
，Also trouble。
你记不记得，当保罗最后一次怀疑不到，这必须
说。Do you remember the last missionary church of Paul?
他带了八个同工和他一起走。
He took with him eight co-workers.
那特洛宾我是其中一个。
Trophimus was one of them.
路加也是其中。
Luke was one of them.
这八个里面是不是都到了耶路撒冷我们不知道。
Among the eight, they all go through and we go down.
有两个人我们一定知道。
We know two for sure.
一个是特洛宾。
One is Trophimus.
一个是路加。
Well, Luke,
he was a brother. 等到保罗被捉拿的时候。
When Paul was being captured.
你能感觉特洛宾我所感觉。
You can feel the trouble and stuff.
所以跟他回去到比如说教会报告的时候
So when he went back to the Asian church to give report,
你看见他们都知道为什么保罗被捉拿。
They understood that you might call the same captain.
保罗被捉拿就是因为你是特洛宾吗？
Paul was being captured only because he was acquainted with Trophimus.
因为保罗所以被捉拿就是特洛宾，我是他的同工。
The reason Paul was being captured was because Trophimus was.
他们明明去的那耶路撒冷圣殿。
They were indeed in the city of Jerusalem.
结果有人以为他们到了圣殿里面，虽然没有，但还是特洛宾摩天过
来。
所以你就知道，现在明白了。你不能叫回家来接受你做手术的
医生。
他清楚很清楚，
两
个背景很明显在那
里。
所以现在我们的画面就结合那一段背景。
And using that background, Paul goes,
and you do chapter 8,
and Paul uses it
in his past.
Let us turn back to
that passage.
Let us turn back to that passage.
He's in Judea.
Verse 19.
So, yeah, you will die away from a curtain.
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are God's household.
Now, so that's it.
When I speak of it,
我们需要背景稍微解释。
Need to explain further the background.
到底中间根本上是什么意思？
What is the dividing wall? What does that mean?
你懂一个背景，你说面前暴露所发生的故事怎样子？
If you understand the background, you understand why it was wrong.
那这和我们明白这本圣经很有关系。
And it has a lot to do with understanding what's happening.
我们知道这圣经是改很多的。
We know that the temple
was built
on
Mount
Moriah. We know that in Jerusalem there's a mountain called Mount Moriah. And I'm
going to
use the Bible to represent the temple of Mount
那么这个可以说高起来一块地方叫做摩利亚。
So the elevated portion is called Mount Moriah.
在主耶稣面前。
And the title of Jesus.
在保罗面前。
The title of Paul.
这一块摩利亚山比大卫的时候大一倍。
This part of Mount Moriah was actually double the size of the time of David.
然后这个西律王呢就用泥土就把周围都填好了，所以就变成一个平平的这样的。
And King Herod actually filled the area.Built up and then it became a plain.
So if you were to
measure the surface of the square, it's actually double the size.
那么如果从南到北
from south to north,
到底多大？
How big is it?
有六个足球场。
It is the size of six football fields.
从西到东有五个足球场。
From west to east is the size of five football
fields. 你想那个时候是一个很大很大的一个 temple square, 很大很大的这个圣殿房。
It is a very big temple square.
圣经里面讲到圣殿有两个字。
In the Bible, when it speaks of temple, there are two words.
一个就是指整个圣殿广场来说。
One is speaking of the temple square.
一个指圣殿 proper, 指圣殿本部来说。
The other is the temple proper.
所以这两个不同的字。
So there are two different words.
主耶稣进到圣殿里。
When Jesus enters into the temple of God.
他可以就在这里，这里，这里，这里，就在整个大里都叫做圣殿。
He can actually be here, here, or here. Small part of that sphere.
主耶稣说：“看哪，我比。”
Then the Lord says, behold, I created it and I made it into the temple. The temple has that reverse
of
everything.
Oh, this is
what you might be chosen. Paul says that you are the temple. And then
she's going to be in the temple proper.
So that temple refers to the temple proper.
Then my thing is how did the pilgrims come to visit like what's here now?
So do you know the pilgrims when they came for
coming to go back to my name like that?
They normally come from the south.
Yeah, how did you go along to my name?
And you come in from the
there
are some stairs.
Maybe Jesus could you be told the stairways of Rabbi Jusimati Jesus.
And these stairs are very famous. They're called the stairways of Rabbi.
Remember, he stood up. You should have not been using the children to do it.
And many rabbis hustled there.
Well, maybe we get to that guy is I need to keep out of your chapter.
And our Lord probably was at that point where he spoke Matthew 23. So when you go through that, there are two doors. It is like two tunnels going up. And when you go through those tunnels, you reach the top of the mountain. And so you enter the temple square. So you will see that this whole temple square is called the Court of Gentiles.
And
that means the Gentiles can be there.
We should have
because God's temple shall be the house of nations, or the house of prayer for all nations. So the Gentiles can come and pray. So Jesus, remember, he meant it right here in this.
What comes to the Jesus?
They say, you want to see?
He meant them in the Court of
Gentiles.
那个不是耶稣不是打打的那些卖牛羊哥也这个是骡子吗？
You remember when our Lord drew all the nations out?
那个也是在卖牛羊。
That was also in the Gentile court.
那么，他就是，very stubborn，进到那个里面去。然后你发现你不能够走得太远。You see that you cannot walk very far。我们假定可能是我走不到这个山。
Let's say, for example, that Oakland finally arrived
at
So he can feel I had left to be Ephesus and now to
Ephesus.
From Ephesus is that I'm far away
from Jerusalem.
Now I'm near and Jerusalem,
so I'm near.
And this is the thought of the Israelites. They all thought, like, come to Jerusalem. Well, they live in Galilee.
Come to
Ephesus. They live far away.
Come to the woman.
They feel that we live in the land of But three times every year they have to go to the feast of
Jerusalem.
And when they arrive in Jerusalem,
they feel
that they are near to God. And when they are at the temple, they're even closer to God. So you will see in a couple steps forward, you'll see a partition or a little fence.
那这个实际上是 stone fence, 是一个石头做的篱笆或者平东的。
It's a very low stone fence.
只有5英尺高的。
About 5 feet tall.
但是上面有几道。
But there's a warning on it.
外边有几道。
Gentiles stop here, you cannot move forward.
如果你出大了。
If you actually do so.
那你结果一定是。
You will be comfortable like that.
没有一个外邦人可以越过这个隔中间一个隔壁墙。Not
a single Gentile can cross that dividing wall.
必须是你。你看见吗？你看见吗？
对啊，这个
克罗塞瓦和保罗走在一起的时候。
When 12 and Paul are walking together,
the temple should be a
temple.
We have to say that the temple represents
very far.
At that time. 主耶稣说我是世上的光。
Paul said, the Lord said, I am the light of the
world. 对，对，对，跟从我就不在黑暗里。
Those who follow me will not walk in darkness.
要得着生命的光。
Will change into light.
为什么？因为在这个背景下，我们主说这句话。
So in this background, our Lord spoke.
甚至这个家好可以说是以色列全家都聚在一起。
So this is when the whole household, the whole Israel gathered together.
这还是为什么聚在一起呀？
So just like when many people get together in the Moon Festival,
就好像美国人的十二月份狂欢圣诞节一样
，or like when the United States gather for Christmas,
他们全家都是过圣诞节聚在一起
，or Thanksgiving,
你在一吃火鸡的时候，你看这是全家人
，when you eat turkey together, they're all the same household.
虽然你看有那么多百人一起，你看这是全家人。
And
when
you see other
people,
you see this is the house of God.
那些其实是从或者拉比他们在那里，不是他们在那里
跳舞。The priest and the rabbi are singing up there.
他们在神面前欢乐。
Because they have enjoyed
singing, 每年到了祝棚节的时候。
So when arrived at the feast of the
Lord, 现在你就知道神会在谁家里。
You know what the house of God is.
如果哥勒比伯是那时候去的话。他们愿意听见欢乐的声音，
但他们不明白。但他们
不明白。他们是神家里
的。你
看见吗？他是神拣选的族类。
这
句话在旧约讲过。
这句话在旧约讲
过。特别是以赛亚书三章讲过的。
现在
你看，他讲的是
彼得三章。